we can do some this is one hell of a place. That's the ocean. This is a little bay. This is Assateague Island, which runs for miles along Ocean Beach, Maryland. That's the house. That's their dock, and then there's a farm over here. Yeah. I would think it's all of them. That beautiful wind, sand, open sand dunes and all that. This is the dock. That's in the back, and then his farm is over here. You can take your big chopper into the farm and take a boat over where you can land a Huey right here. The beach. That's the farm dock. But there's gives you an idea of the interior. It's simple, but very comfortable. Nice big comfortable reading chairs.
Just for Geo Camp David type of thing.
Yeah.
Not
a very fancy bedroom, but it's perfect. Yeah, it's two bedrooms, a good kitchen, two fancy bedrooms. Beach gradually slopes. exposed into the ocean, extremely safe for swimming, no wildlife hazard, entirely secluded because of the private nature, you can say. Limited and difficult access to the beaches on the northern part of the island. Walk 2 miles to the north with total privacy.
Yeah.
There are mosquitoes at times, but they have smoking equipment that eliminates that. And the ocean temperature is 70. It's a 1 or 2 night type of thing rather than staying for any length of time. But as an alternative to Camp David in the summertime, it's sensational.
For a time just to go to the beach. Or maybe get a little break. It's things that are different. So.
House is 75 yards from the ocean.
The thing that it's nice about it is too, it only has 2 bedrooms.
Well, it has a lot more, but it only has 2 family-type bedrooms. The main floor has that front porch, the living room, the dining room, a den with television, the kitchen, 2 sort of staff-type bedrooms,
right.
And a twin bedroom and bath that would be Mrs. Nixon, and then the master suite with the bath that would be yours. And down below, they have several other bedrooms, 5 other bedrooms and 2 bathrooms.
The whole secret of this would be able to go over to very minimal staff, sort of camp out basically, you know what I mean? Minimal staff, Secret Service, almost people staff, communications up at Ocean City. Because you can't, if you have it in a house like that, Bob, you're dead.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
Bob has the advantage now that he can build 3 or 4 shacks for these people.
Yeah.
But he's overdone it, he really has. They overdone it.
At least it's there.
That's all
there is a place, and it's as close to ideal, I think, as we're going to
do. Well, I was thinking after that,
27th, and then office on the 10th, just before the convention. Actually, it's a week and a half.
Well, the other way, you do the office on the 27th, and do the TV the following week.
The 3rd?
Yeah, do it 1 week apart, like we did this time. I found a great advantage in that, actually, in the sense that it required quite as much, revving on the preparing again. I kind of think
that makes more sense anyway.
And just blast off on the spot.
The TV, August 3rd is almost the ideal time. It's halfway between the two conventions, so it doesn't, you're not tying, you're not reacting to the Democrats, and you're not setting up yours.
Well, the thing about the office conference call that sort of appeals to me is it knocks the shit out of his off guard. I talked to Ziegler a little about it, and I think he's correct. I think I'll have him in the office. He doesn't think I gain that much from walking out in the room. He thinks he's thinking we talk about the long-range press relations. He says in those terms, he said the office conference does have a leveling effect on it. Really does.
Well, I'm sure of that.
And he was thinking, for example, he's going to write me a paper on it. And he's the only one whose judgment I read thinks worth much here. When I say worth much, I mean, I was thinking that maybe I'd have Klein and Scalia. But Ziegler will talk to them, I presume, and get their views on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry much about Klein's view. Scalia's has some validity because he's
sure
with the what you. He's totally attuned to the television.
Herb
just doesn't, he just really isn't with the whole press conference type stuff now. Well, the mechanics of what you get out of a press conference, all he isn't paying much attention to.
Well, here's Ziegler's point.
tell them everything they want to know.
They know he never lied.
But they know he doesn't lie to them. And they know that he's doing his job. They know. They all will tell you that they don't like it, but they know perfectly, and they respect it. The press secretary's job is to tell the press what they're supposed to be told. And Ron does a good job of separating his professional and personal things. So he isn't vindictive or mean to him personally. But he's mean as hell on a professional basis. A guy like Pierpoint, I think he regards as a total enemy. And yet I think he has a perfectly adequate personal relationship with him. He's not, I don't think Pierpoint dislikes Ron. And that's important, because Pierpoint got down, he's going to be on the air every night. There's no point.
Whitaker's memorandum. Helen, you can't help me. Well, we sort of have.
weeks and not a
day. Not my acquaintance would go out there for that. I think that going to Japan, I mentioned that to them, I said they're pretty good ones to sound out on this. Their concern is that you can go to the foreign travel, getting government granted and so forth and so on. That doesn't bother me. I have a feeling that if you go over to, I mean, I say go to Japan, go over to Hawaii, that I don't think we should say it. I must say, I thought that we would. I think we should go over and do the meeting, get the hell out. But I think going there does show that we're running the business of government. It's a very important thing. I'm inclined to think that instead of Hawaii, we ought to come right down the main street of Honolulu. If you've got one, you better have a little welcome. I'm not so worried about that as I was. I think it's Pearl Harbor 30 years ago. And I think we could do it. Maybe we ought to be in Waikiki and not have to be off in some goddamn, the rock and roller thing is a. I've been there. If you want to stay a while, a week or two, it's nice. But there's no way you can go to a hotel and enjoy it. I don't enjoy this. This is work.
Right.
So therefore, why don't we just go to a hotel and
put it in Milwaukee
and do it just like you do in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Put it in Oahu. But I mean, let's have a crowd. I think we ought to do Hawaii in a way that we get a crowd. No, I don't remember a horrible experience at a goddamn airport with the restaurants. I don't want that done again with an eye in the background. That ain't good.
Nobody's ever had a crowd in Hawaii, have they? Even I started to get one.
We'll see. We might get one. We just might. 40% of the population of Hawaii is Japanese. 40%. It's much bigger. See, it's bigger than the Chinese. It's even bigger than Hawaii. And actually bigger than the Hawaiians. So it's a hell of a big Japanese population.
What's the Hawaiian reaction to a Japanese prime minister?
Even.
No problem.
I think what I'd ask is, I think what you ought to do is, on this one, I think what you ought to do is to get our mask on and tell the audience quite a judgment on this. It's very important that we have a meeting there. Should we go to the Big Island or should we go there and support us? What would be the reaction? See, he's the best man. He'd like to be asked to.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say we'd like for him to play any role that he likes in it, since it's a Democratic governor. And Ira might be there, you know.
He'll be there, never fair.
Fine. Now, with this in mind, I think that
you got a problem with Inoue, you'd have to have him.
Oh, sure, that's great. Have him too?
He's Japanese, isn't
he? Hell yes. I mean, they're Japanese around here, years over there.
Yeah.
But deep down, American Japanese, even though they didn't like what they were, deep down they're proud of being Japanese.
Right. Fong is basically Chinese.
It's another piece. Well, he is a Chinese, totally. He's not basic, he's totally Chinese. But the Chinese are only.
He's Chinese Hawaiian.
10% Hawaiian.
Anyway, it's pretty, pretty much pure Japanese.
But I have a lot of arms of Chinese. Chinese don't mix much. His wife, I think, would be, you know.
He looks Polynesian, though, does he? Must have.
He's got just a bad face, but I'm trying to hear him. You never know. Anyway, ask Hiram and ask him soon.
Right.
And he'll love to be asked and say, we want to join him. Great confidence and so forth. It's very important. There'll be a summit meeting with the Japanese, the new prime minister, Hu Jintao, a good personal friend of the president's, and thinks that this is a good way to go to Hawaii on a non-political basis and so forth and so on. For your information, Henry gets back today at 6 o'clock.
We've announced
it. That he's there.
Yes, sir.
Well, you said he's there. Right,
right, and so is the North Vietnamese.
They were about to announce it.
Yes, sir.
Was Henry left already then?
I don't believe he's left yet.
Must have. Yes, he has.
Well, I think so, probably, yes.
It's 11, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. But they announced it in Paris. Yes, sir. He's there, and they had a meeting, private meeting today. Good about that.
So we've got him all done. Expected bulletin, of course.
And Henry's in Paris.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll talk before, but this is a very important point, Ron.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, his brother and all his present. He was only another 5 minutes or something like
that. So it's closer to me. You know?
Oh, I see.
But this is just a picture of
just a shipment from Mills that hit him over for their publication.
So I might suggest that I just keep it brief that we are fighting against the unfunding.
Well, actually, this is a promotion by Klein because Tom said there were explaining. I should, the thought should be beaten, but that's all right. I'll see because it's. You know what OPIC is? Does anybody give a shit?
Nobody but OPIC.
That's right.
Well, I'll see. We'll wait until.
Yeah, that's why I got to talk with Mark Sierra. Those other people are going to be here part time.
About 11:30 this present.
I think one of them is a class.